The Tale of Turin Turambar. No world would be complete without tragedy, and in Tolkien's world you won't find a tale more tragic than that of Turin Turambar. Although many fans of the Legendarium will see such stories as Lord of the Rings as clear examples of good conquering evil, that is certainly not always the case throughout the history of Middle-earth. Turin's life is likely the best example of this, showing a man utterly beset by the will of evil forces. Turin was born during the First Age, the only son of Húrin, who ruled a realm of men in what was northwestern Middle-earth. Turin's younger sister died when she was 3, from a plague originating from the fortress of Morgoth. A sad start to his life, and an event that Turin never quite got over. When Turin was 8 years old, his father led their men to war against Morgoth. During the Battle of Unnumbered Tears, Húrin's entire army, including his younger brother, were slaughtered, with orcs decapitating the bodies and piling them into a massive mound. Húrin was the last one standing of his men, and killed so many of Morgoth's soldiers that he became trapped beneath their bodies. Húrin was taken alive to Morgoth's fortress, where he was tormented and interrogated by Morgoth for secret information. Húrin resisted Morgoth's will, and so he was chained to the peak of a mountain, and a curse was placed on his family. Húrin was given the ability to see and hear all that would befall his children due to Morgoth's curse, leaving him to languish on the mountain. When Turin was 9 years old, his mother sent him away to an elven kingdom for his own protection, forcing him to leave behind his mother and best friend. The king of the elves there adopted Turin as a son, and he learned many things from the elves, including hunting, sword fighting, and the elvish language. As he grew older, he became more restless, and began asking about his homeland. Through various messages, he learned about the existence of his younger sister Nienor, who was born shortly after he left. In response to Morgoth's spreading hold on his homeland, Turin set out to join the war, and orcs began to fear him. Eventually, Turin accidentally killed one of the king's counselors who had provoked and attacked him, and fearing imprisonment, Turin fled into the wild. Here he joined up with a band of outlaws, killing their leader and taking over the group. Under Turin's leadership, the outlaws only attacked orcs. Over time, many people joined up with Turin's band, where he took the name Gorthol, meaning the Dreadhelm. Turin's group kept much of the region free from evil, until they were betrayed by a dwarf friend, when Morgoth sent a host of orcs to kill the group. Nearly all of Turin's men were slain, and he himself was captured by the orcs. Turin was rescued by his friend, but while his bonds were being cut, his foot was pricked by a sword. Mistaking his friend for an orc come to torment him, he picked up the sword and slew his friend. He then went to stay in an elven stronghold, where he hid his identity and had his friend's sword reforged and called it Gurthang, meaning Iron of Death. Turin's identity did not remain hidden for long, however, and Turin would end up becoming extremely influential in the stronghold, but his public identity also came to Morgoth's ears. Turin had the chance to return to secrecy, but his arrogance became part of his downfall. Morgoth sent a great host of orcs, led by the wingless dragon Glaurung, and Turin encouraged the king to face the enemy in open battle. During the ensuing battle, the king and his forces were all slain, and Turin alone stood to withstand Glaurung. Unfortunately, Turin was caught in the powerful gaze of the dragon, who deceived him into thinking his mother and sister were suffering back home. Turin abandoned the daughter of the king to capture, as he fled the battle to seek out his family. Making his way back to his old home, he found the house empty, for his mother and sister had actually made their way safely to the elven kingdom where Turin grew up. He went to the house of the lord who had taken over his father's lands, as well as taken a woman of Turin's house as his wife against her will. Here, the woman told Turin that his mother had left these lands, and in his rage, Turin slew the lord. As he left, the woman burnt herself alive in the halls. Next, he attempted to track the daughter of the king he had abandoned, but soon found out that she was killed by orcs. Shortly after, Turin decided that Morgoth's curse had run its course, and he began calling himself Turambar, meaning Master of Doom. One day, he discovered a naked woman on the grave of the king's daughter, who was unable to speak or remember anything. Turin eventually took her as his wife, naming her Niniel, Maid of Tears. When Glaurung the dragon again came to the region where Turin lived, Turin set out to kill the creature. He waited in ambush with Gorthang in hand, and when Glaurung passed above him, he stabbed the dragon in the belly, mortally wounding it. Unfortunately, Glaurung's blood was dangerous, and Turin fell unconscious. When his wife came to search for him, Glaurung was still breathing, and with his last words he undid the spell that he had previously cast on the woman. Niniel suddenly remembered everything about her prior life, including the fact that she was actually Nienor, Turin's younger sister. Horrified, she threw herself off a nearby cliff to her death. A man who also loved Nienor witnessed this, and when Turin awoke, he was taunted with the tale. Refusing to believe it, he slew the man and ran toward the grave of the king's daughter. There he was met by the captain of the guard of the elven kingdom where Turin grew up, who confirmed the story to Turin. In despair and shame, Turin cast himself onto his sword and died. According to the prophecy of Mandos, the spirit of Turin will return during the final battle, and will deal the killing blow to Morgoth with Gorthang, avenging the children of Húrin and all men. As the prophecy is dubious at best, it's unclear on whether or not Turin will have a happy ending after all. As it stands, Turin's tale is wrought with despair and sadness, mostly due to Morgoth's curse. There is some debate, however, on how much of Turin's tragedy is because of his own arrogance, especially mentioning the prime example of Turin ignoring a direct warning from one of the Valar. Turin's story isn't incredibly original, even at the time, but it does show an important side of Tolkien's universe. Good doesn't triumph every day.